sugar.
Your conference is being recorded.
Thank you for that reminder.
you're welcome.
Anyway, I just wanted to say welcome. Welcome to our second Camino conference call. And we're only a few weeks away, and I hope everybody is as excited as Deb, Sue, and I. Mm-hmm. And this Camino call is going to be a little different than the first one. It's more, as you see in the agenda, it's more of the agreements and intention setting as opposed to the physicality of it all. So, Deb, did you want to say a couple of words?
I just want to say hi. And thanks for joining us on the call. And I'm feeling excited, and I'm feeling, you know, anxious is too strong of a word, but, you know, I'm ready to go. And thank goodness we have the illustrious and phenomenal Sue Kenny as our guide. And I think we just need to turn it over to her. Sue?
Yeah, great. Hello and welcome, everybody. Yes, I am totally excited and thrilled, and wow, it's coming up fast now. So as you all know, I've done the Camino several times, so I have a bit of insight into, you know, what the journey can be like, but I don't want to ever, ever suggest that I know what anybody's journey will be. And so this is like a liminal moment, you know, as you're about to set out on that, on the Camino, and everybody has a different idea, a different expectation, about, you know, how it's going to unfold and what it's going to be like for you. And so what I really love to do with a group is to start off just, a conversation, really. And if you have any ideas, please feel free to share them here. I wonder, what are your expectations for the Camino? Like, just in general, what kind of expectations do you have? Anybody?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Christine Singer.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Christine, great.
Hey, Christine.
Am I the first or last one? Sorry.
We just started, Christine.
I apologize. Okay.
No problem.
No problem at all. We just started. So I was just talking about the first item on the agenda is really to talk about expectations and agreements. And I was just talking about when we go on the Camino, each person has their own reason, their own ideas about the Camino. And I wondered if we could just spend a moment and share if anybody has like an expectation that they have of the Camino, or of your particular journey on the Camino that you'd like to share.
I went to a Buddhist monastery on Saturday. I met a gentleman who's been on the Camino 6 times. The longest trip he's taken with the backpack and the whole, you know, staying in the hostels was 40 days. He's 81 years old now, and he asked me about my journey and, you know, why I wanted to go, and I honestly have to say it's not a bucket list. It's because of my friendships with the girls I'll be walking with. I think it is the most important thing. I'm a nurse. In order to continue my nursing, I need to take these, what they call, you know, education or continuing education classes. And they did a Harvard study, and one of them was, what do you want to do, you know, when you graduate? What's your life goal? And they all said, I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want to be rich. No. The ones who lived the longest and the happiest lives were the ones with the best friendships.
I feel, as a mom, I
have lost that. You know, because I've been taking care of kids and taking care of, you know, other things. But now that I'm sort of in the area of my life that I can hopefully rekindle these friendships, that is my goal for this.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh,
I just got chills. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. So an expectation is just to rekindle friendships. And it's as simple as that. Is that what you're saying?
I think, I tried to, you know, because I know this guy, he kind of was a little upset that I'm going to be doing it the fun way, you know, or not upset, but when I said, oh, I'm, you know, he's like, well, what town are we going to, you know, whatever. And I knew maybe not as much information since he's done it so many times and he speaks fluent Spanish. But I really, when I was sitting on the bus coming home from this monastery and just this whole Buddhist thing, and I thought, you know, watering it all down, I want to rekindle with my girlfriends.
Yeah, with girlfriends.
Sounds lovely.
Beautiful. Good.
Yeah. So, okay,
else?
Sorry, I took enough time. Okay.
No, that's good.
Next
any
person.
Other expectations that are jumped? It doesn't, yeah, not everyone has to contribute if you don't want to. Like, have the expectation in your mind and, mm-hmm. you know, pay attention to what you're thinking about even as we're talking about it. And if you want to share, free to share. So does anyone else want to share?
I'd prefer not to make any expectations. I just want to go and be present.
Ah, I love that. Okay, so
lovely.
No expectations.
Beautiful.
Thank
like
you.
That.
Okay, mm-hmm. excellent. Anyone else? Okay, so the thing is, you know, what I want to just point out is that we have ideas about what we can expect or what we don't expect. And I love that idea of no expectations. I also love the idea that you have expectations. One is not right or wrong. We're just like talking about this, about the ideas. Because from this place, in order for us to have the best Camino, the best journey, the best group experience ever, is to have an understanding of the way that we want to be with each other. And so what I mean by that is, you know, if we can identify a few agreements that we all agree to, then that sets a platform for all of us to be able to feel free to experience our journey in the way that we want. So what I'd like to do now is, again, encourage you, if you want to contribute ideas, great. If you want to listen and have your own ideas and write them down, that's really good too. But maybe we could lay out just some agreements about the way that we want to be with each other on the Camino. So what do we want to agree to?
Well, I'd like to agree, Deb, to
yep.
there not being a sense of competition, that whatever your pace is, and there is no judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
No judgment, be kind to each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, so I think good. Actually, yeah, sorry, did somebody say something? Oh, no. Okay, so I think actually, Deb, and well, there are three agreements there. That's what I heard anyway. So let me just play them back again. So one is no competition. So we agree to not be competitive about our pace, our walking pace, or, you know, how we actually walk the Camino. And then mm-hmm. the next one I heard was no judgment. So do we all want to agree to not be judgmental of each other and not just in terms of how we're walking, but just open that up to no judgment, you know, like we're not going to judge each other. We're going to be open and accepting of others.
And it's Allison. And I'd like to take that one step further and we say we don't judge each other, but more than anything, we don't judge ourselves.
Oh,
thank you.
Of how we are or aren't being, what we are or aren't doing. Right?
Yeah,
we're just like you,
beautiful.
Like, Deb, be kind to each other and to ourselves.
Yeah, I like that. And then just one step further is when we get to Spain, we're in a different country. You all know that. But I mean, there are different cultures, there are different customs. People respond differently to different situations. And so maybe we could even extend that to not be judgmental of ourselves, not be judgmental of each other, and not be judgmental of either other pilgrims or the villagers or people that we meet, that we interact with, the Spanish people that we meet along the way.
Great.
Would that be agreeable?
Agreeable,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. So, and then I really liked, you know, what you said about, you know, be kind to each other. I think, personally, I think that's a separate agreement to just, mm-hmm. like, be kind, be, you know, whether it's compassionate or considerate or, you know, helpful, but all of that, can we all agree to that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think somebody might have joined. Did someone join the call? Oh, no. Maybe I just heard
maybe somebody left.
Okay, so that we have and I just let me ask everyone in the group again, so we agreed to no to not be competitive with each other, right? Does everyone agree to that?
No competitive.
Yeah.
So, and all right, are there any other agreements that you're thinking about right now that you'd like to share?
Hi, it's Sonia. I just have a request. I think for me, a lot of my walking will be meditative. Can I have like a little button that says in silence when I want to be in silence and then take that off when I'm open to sharing, like during the walk?
Excellent.
Yeah,
That's a great idea.
So one. Yeah, and there's sort of a rule, not a rule, but there's sort of a guideline on the Camino, and that is that we honor each other's journey. And the way that we can do that is, you know, what you're talking about. If somebody is in a silent state, you know, I don't know about having a button, but, you know, that's a possibility. but we could also say to somebody, you know what, I'm just going to hold back and walk a bit slower. I'll catch up with you later. And there's no insult. There's no hard feelings. You know, we're not going to take things personally, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to be open to other people's experience, you know, requirements or needs. Is that more or less what you're saying?
Yeah. If I don't want to share at that point in time while I'm walking, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings when I don't want to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no hard feelings. And also, I think what you're talking about there is again, two things. One is, you know, no hard feelings, but also it's your communication with others. So mm-hmm. feeling confident that you can communicate your needs and be respected.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what you're saying, or is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is what I'm saying, and also that at this point in time, for me, my walk is about silence and meditating and receiving.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's my journey.
So I think, you know, we also, you know, we can share these agreements. Like we only have a small part of the group here. So we're going to want to have agreement from the entire group. Mm-hmm. So whether that happens when they listen to this call or maybe, you know, and I'm just making this up as I'm speaking, but maybe when we get on the Camino the first night or at some, you know, we sit down and we say, okay, these are the agreements we have. Does anyone want to add more? And then I think at that point, you could even say to the group, if you want, one of the things that I'm looking for is a silent meditative walk. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just appreciate if people, you know, if you offer that space. And that's something that you can communicate with others.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost think that's a great idea. The night before we walk. Is Christine Singer here? You know, because I'm here to rekindle my girlfriend relationships and hopefully make new ones. And, mm-hmm. you know, and other people are wanting to be silent and more meditative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I want to talk the whole time, but I just want to be in the presence of people that I enjoy being with.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
But it might involve talk as well, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
not just silence. So, I think almost that night that we meet on, what is it, Monday night, you know, if everyone can sort of just say what they want to get out of it so that everyone can respect everybody else's, you know, journey.
And that's
the plan too, just so everybody knows. The plan is that's our first night event. It's all about setting our intentions, sharing them or not sharing them. And also revisiting the agreements, adding to them, and ensuring that we all agree with the agreements.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
fair.
It won't.
Yeah.
If everyone doesn't agree, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
We have to all agree. And sometimes we might forget or we might, you know, and it's okay, you know, to maybe be reminded or, you know, whatever. We're human, but the idea is to have everyone agree to it. And then it sets this beautiful framework and foundation for a journey. Everybody has their own special journey, and they can feel free, you know, feel free to be in the space they want to be in. Yeah.
Can I just ask how many people are on this journey? How many are
There's 18 of us.
18. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Plus our yoga instructor and Krista and her husband will be walking. But, yeah, 18 of us at the evening functions and –
Yeah.
Awesome.
So are there any other agreements that you can think of at the moment? And remember that you do have time. We'll add more to this as you know, on that first night for sure. So do you have anything else you feel you need to add right now? Are we good?
Hi, it's Jenny here.
I guess
sort of following along the lines with being respectful of everybody in the group too. I mean, if there's, you know, there may be times that people get, you know, upset if they're having a, you know, sort of a breakthrough or an emotional event. That's fair enough. You know, we can all be mindful and respectful of that. I think, you know, if somebody's, you know, maybe having a, you know, a not a great day or they're having a complaint about something, then, you know, to sort of, you know, work through that with probably Deb and Allison, and to be respectful, for us to be respectful for somebody not having a good day if they've got a complaint or some sort of an issue going on, but not for that to also not impact the rest of the group that's walking.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's
like,
excellent.
Right?
Thank
like
you.
Respecting if there's, you know, some drama.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and more attitude than anything else. Like I fully get there's people are probably going to have some very interesting, you know, breakthroughs, and there's going to be probably a lot of emotion, which is fair, but I think some of the emotion where maybe there's attitude, to curb that. And I don't know, I'm just thinking if there's 18 people and we're all together for a week or so, I'm sure there may be some of that happening, and how do we manage that?
Yeah, and exactly. I think that's an excellent point. And something else that you're raising, that you haven't said, but you're raising it in a way is, there are things that happen on the Camino where people have good days and maybe not so good days. And sometimes people share things that are confidential. So it's always important to get an agreement from the entire group about confidentiality. Because obviously if somebody, you know, shares a very personal story, they're going, you know, as a group, It would be really great to, you know, to agree that we'll respect each other's confidentiality as well. Do you agree with that?
Right.
As
brilliant.
Well?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
What happens on the Camino stays on the Camino.
I think it's respecting each other on multiple levels, you know, from the emotional perspective, whether it's whether it's a positive thing or maybe not so positive. You know, maybe, you know, you didn't like your breakfast and you decided to have a temper tantrum, you know. I don't want to hear it.
it's Allison, and I'm just wondering, is it about holding space for people to just be where they need to be?
I love that.
Yeah.
You agree? Holding space for people to be where they need to be. Yeah. Does everyone agree with that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's it is almost a holding space, and again, if we go back to what we said earlier, without judgment, you know, with respect, without competition, being kind, and allowing people to have their own journey. So it's, you know, it's holding space with all of that in mind as well. So that's a beautiful way of putting it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have an amazing list right now that I'll just go through each one to make sure that, you know, that I cover it. We talked about not being competitive in terms of, you know, walking your pace and even in other areas. We agree to be non-judgmental, to be open and accepting of each other and ourselves, the pilgrims and the Spaniards or villagers or people that we meet along the way. We agreed to be kind to each other. I love that. We agreed to be kind to each other. And we agreed to be open to each other's needs And we also agreed to, with no hard feelings, we agreed to do that with no hard feelings. And the example there was a silent example, but I think everybody's going to have, their own experience or their own example. We agreed to communicate, whether it's our needs or, if we need to say to somebody, I'm in silent mode right now, or, whatever the situation is, then we can communicate that. We agreed We agreed to be mindful and respectful of each other. We agreed to be to confidentiality, and we agreed to holding space for people to be on their journey. Does everyone agree with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
powerful. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah, go ahead.
But can I just say, I'm a person that I like to know that if I need to go through a procedure and someone says, you're going to go through pain right now, that I'm forewarned and then I know how to deal with it. Can there be a schedule be put out of like how many or I don't have one, of how many kilometers or miles we're going to be walking per day or what is?
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like I'm the only one. I don't know what is expected of me physically per day.
Did you get the itinerary that I sent out on Wednesday?
No.
Because that tells you it was an attachment. And,
okay.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, this past Wednesday? Okay,
yeah,
I will look up. Okay.
I just had every day they were the number of kilometers and miles we're going to walk.
Okay. If I didn't get it, Allison, I'm going to,
let me know
email
and
you and just say,
resend
it to me. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm better when I know what I need to expect, of my body or of my mind, kind of thing. So. Okay.
And
thank
there
you.
You go communicating already. I love it. Yay.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. And communicating in confidence and knowing that everybody is, we're all human beings. We're all experiencing something human and spiritual. And, as somebody said earlier, we don't know what is going to come out of this, on this journey. And if we can just build the solid foundation and make it the best journey possible, then it has the movement and the freedom to create and be organic once we start walking. So that makes it very exciting. Are you guys excited now?
Totally excited.
Chris, I just wanted to reiterate, to everybody, is that if you need to stop and get off the Camino, if you're having a breakthrough or if you're not feeling well or if you're achy, there's no competition to finish the day or until lunch or coffee or whatever. If you need to stop, you need to stop. And we'll make arrangements for you to get back to the hotel. So the pressure, there's no pressure.
Allison, in the back of my head, and as I was talking to this elderly or, gentleman who had done it like 6 times, he's 81 years old, and I was like, you know what? If I can't walk it, I got a donkey.
And I was, there you go.
I was like, you know what? I have no fear. I'm not going to finish it. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, you're
not
totally
a donkey. I'll be good. Don't worry. So, no, he was like, because I was talking to him about walking sticks and shoes and I don't know. And he kept on talking about the backpack and I got to wash out my laundry every day and the hostels. I'm like,
that's kind of my trip.
Exactly. So I was like, I felt so bad. I'm like, no, that's not the trip I'm taking. And I didn't want to explain to him what kind of Camino. But I will say I did have lunch with my freshman roommate in college, and they did the Camino, but a bit of it, 2 days of it, from Portugal, the Portugal side. And they decided, and they were going to do the backpack and all that, hardcore stuff. And the husband even said, who wanted to do it? And he said, oh, no, we got to do the way Chris is going. We got to do it that way. So, Allison, you're doing it the right way, I got to say. And Deb, if you're on board.
I'm here.
Anyway. Yeah. So, I was totally convinced that if I want to do the Camino, this is the way to do it. So, thank
Yay.
You. I'm so grateful you girls are organizing this and doing it, and I feel
we're
very
thrilled that you're coming on it with us.
Allison, you do, and Deb, you do amazing trips, and I feel very grateful that I have the time, and can do it. So I feel very lucky.
Thank you.
And there is no one way to do the Camino. The Camino is done many different times. And if you go back to medieval times, the Camino was done this way in the medieval times. It wasn't just all about, suffering to be happy. We don't have to suffer to be happy. We can walk the Camino, have an experience, and eat good food and be pampered and being taken care of, and that's the perfect Camino as well. Mm-hmm. So, I'm there.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I just want to close off then the intentions where we are right now, and as I said, it's an organic list that will evolve, especially on that first night when we have an open conversation about it as well and get everyone's agreement. So one thing, the next thing on the list is to talk about journaling. And it segues into agreements as well, because journaling is an important exercise. If you can create the discipline to do it, it's extremely powerful, especially on the Camino. I don't journal every day, but I journal a lot, and I use this fantastic app that's called Day One, and I can send the link to you, to Allison or Deb, and you can share it. But it is absolutely brilliant because, one, you can record into it like Siri, and then you can add pictures and add tags, and then it'll pick up the date. It'll pick up the place where you are, the location. You don't have to remember, those trips where you're thinking, oh, my gosh, where was that place? I can't remember. And it's all there. But the beauty of it is when we go back to it and read it when we get back home, and not necessarily immediately when we get back home, but honestly in a year or 2 years or 5 years, and you go back and read what you were experiencing and what you were thinking about at that time, it gives you a benchmark in your life of where you were and then where you are now. And if nothing else, it will give you that. What it also does is it speaks to the universe, if you believe in the language of the universe. So if we have a thought in our mind, thought is I believe it's created from light, but anyway, so we have a thought, in our mind. And then if we speak that thought, if we communicate it with our voice, it goes out in a physical form. If we think of it, it just goes out as energy. And then if we write it down, it's another way of physically putting a thought or an intention down on paper, which means that it has more of a chance to be created. So it's one tool to create the intention that you want in your life right now. So what you can do with your journal and the agreements, it's great to write down your agreements, because these agreements that we're talking about are, what we're going to agree to, to the group. But also it's important to look at your life and where you are and what you want to agree to for yourself. So, I really like, this question, what's expected of me? How many kilometers am I going to walk every day? So once you look at that itinerary, then you can look back on yourself and say, okay, what do I want to agree to? Do I want to agree to walk every single kilometer? Yeah, maybe. Do I want to agree to walk the kilometers, but if I am struggling, or if I can't, I feel like I can't do it, if it's making me not feel good, I'm going to agree to myself to get a ride, or give my backpack to the van, drop it off, or do something. You're going to take more breaks or whatever. So this is an exercise for yourself. Just sit down and, make some agreements to yourself. And I'll remind you of this on the first night as well when we go through the group agreements. But if you can start it now, it's really powerful the longer you have those agreements in place. So journal your agreements, journal any thoughts that you have. And I'll tell you, there's an idea, which goes way, way back on the Camino that I heard, like even as far as 2001, that once you decide that you're going to walk the Camino, that's actually when your journey begins. So you're all on the Camino. You're on your own Camino. And so you can begin journaling now if you want. And it's a powerful experience. Any comments or questions about that?
I'm just very excited about it. I'm excited.
Are you?
I am. I really am.
Who was that? Is that
Christine Singer. I have to say I'm so excited about this. And I can't say I've been walking as long as I should be. I'm trying to do every day, but every day doesn't always happen. But yeah. I really am very excited about this trip. Probably, I mean, I loved South Africa. That was a totally different trip, Allison. But this trip is going to be, and like I said, I want it to be with girlfriends, but I think I will probably find something more than that out of it that I don't even know yet. So,
it will all be made clear, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yes,
it will.
I trust you. I trust you. I know it will.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Christine. Anyone else have a comment or anything they want to say? Okay, good. All right, well, you can, you know, take that, use what you want of it, and if you don't like journaling and you don't feel like it, it's okay. There's no judgment at all. Mm-hmm. These are just suggestions and ideas that, you know, that you can use if you wish. And we will share the app with you so that you can take a look at it beforehand. And if you don't, we'll, you know, we'll mention it the first night and download the app if you haven't done it, and you can start journaling on the first night if you want. So the next thing on the agenda is setting intentions. And so I love this work, this idea of setting intentions, because I used to teach people how to set intentions for the future. And I always talked about, okay, if you create an intention, then what you're going to do is design your life to become that intention, or something like that, but in the future. And now what I do is I talk about intentions in the absolute present moment. So right now is when you're creating, not tomorrow, not the next day, not in a month, not when you get on the Camino. You start the creation process right now, today. So when we set an intention, it's really important to set an intention that's in the present moment. Not an intention that says, you know, in 1 week, I'm going to start journaling. It's about doing that, like, in the present moment. The action that comes out of the intention is something different. So don't get caught up in the action right now. Just get your mind around the idea of an intention. So, for example, you know, let's say on the Camino, you've decided that you want to be really happy. You want to use this time just to experience happiness and be happy. So one way of creating an intention to be happy is to put that absolutely in the present moment. And so you start off with the word I, because the intention is always for you. It's about you. Even if you create an intention for somebody, what it is that your intention.
Hello?
Sue, are you there?
The next word when you're writing.
Sue?
Because to be. Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were cutting in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, dear. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So the first word is I. You heard that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And the second word is am. So I am happens only in the present moment. So if you are, like, if I was to say, I am happy, that means I'm happier. It means that I am happy tomorrow, or it doesn't mean that I was happy yesterday. It's only right now in this absolute present moment. So what we want to do with our intentions is, if you, this is one way to approach it, is you can write down the words I am, and then start to think about things that you want to be, not what you want to do, but what you want to be. So words like I am happy, I am walking. I mean, it can be as simple as that. I am walking. And so maybe, you know, right now you're not walking, but you're, you know, I'm walking the Camino. Yes. So right now you're walking the Camino, but the physical action hasn't happened yet. But in your mind, you're walking the Camino. So can you think of some other intentions? Does anybody have an idea or suggestion that they'd like to share? It can be your own, or it can be just one that you're thinking about that anybody could use. So if you use the word I am, and then what is it that you are being, or that you would like to be in this present moment?
Well, it's Allison. What comes up for me is I am filled with self-love.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Awesome. Yeah.
Go big or go home, I say.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you can, yeah, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And you can say, I am filled with self-love. You could even, like, tighten it and say, I am self-love.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Like, how powerful is that?
Yeah.
And if you start saying that right now, you know, like you just said it, you are self-love.
Yeah.
So then the action of being self-love now has some traction because you're already being it. It doesn't matter what you're actually doing at this point when you're creating the intention. So you create the intention, get into the space, get present, and be self-love. And then from there, the actions that you make in your life are from a place of self-love. So you're going to start to act a different way when you're acting from a place of self-love, right?
Wow. I
powerful
the penny
stuff,
just dropped. Yeah, the penny just dropped.
So, for example, if you your intention is I am self-love, you know, how would you act from that place? What would you do, or what would you say, or what would you think?
Hmm. Well, I'd certainly be kinder to myself,
yeah,
and others, and have compassion, and yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Lots of stuff.
From that place, then you start to act.
Mm-hmm.
So what often happens is when we do intentions, we start thinking of the action. Oh, my gosh, I can't do that. There's no way I can make that intention because I can't do it. But
right.
I'm asking you to just not think about the action. First get
mm-hmm.
the intention down and then act from that place of being.
Mm.
So, again, this is an exercise, you know, for you to do yourself, and do it on your own time. It doesn't have to be now or tonight. You know, it can be when you're ready. And obviously, if you have any questions about it, or any, if you need some guidance, like to take you through it, feel free to contact me. You know, I'm happy to help anybody. And sometimes it takes a few questions, or, you know, just guided intuitive facilitation is what I call it. And I can help you with that if you want it, or even on the Camino, you know, we can talk about it. So, mm-hmm. So how does that sound, everyone?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Great.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's creating an intention. Yay. and now we're to Q&A. If anyone has any questions or comments or anything that, you know, that they feel, they just, you can just comment on it. It doesn't have to be a question, but we have a couple of minutes left for that. So who's there? Any questions?
Nope. I have a kind of a silly one. Allison, I was looking over your packing guide.
Yep.
Of things that, the packing list, and you had said on the last conference call that you were going to be providing ponchos. Is that
yes.
something that's still happening, so I can cross that off that I don't need to bring it?
You don't need to bring a poncho. I don't know if you like if you have a windbreaker or, you know, something like that, because our ponchos are bigger and you know, they're meant to cover your day pack and everything else. But if you're looking just, I would bring a windbreaker that has some waterproof to it.
Right. Okay, good. But
can I piggyback on that? And when you say there might be some evening events or anything, otherwise, I'm just going to be wearing what I wear during the day for our dinners, unless I get some other.
I just resent you the email that I sent on Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Because I'm going to Berlin, next Tuesday, and I need stuff now. You sent it to me? Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
I
sent
it
on Wednesday and just sent it now again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure.
I just,
yay.
I'm kind of worried.
Good question.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering about cash. How much euros do you suggest that we bring?
That's
I want to use my card as much as I can, but is there sort of a minimum amount of euros that you suggest?
Somebody else asked me that today, and Sue, you can probably comment more on that than I.
Yeah, what I usually suggest to my group is to bring up between 200 and 250 euros. And that way, you know you're going to have more than enough money. If you need more money, there are ABMs along the way. And you will be able to access cash. But a lot of places, well, it's changing. More and more places take Visa if you need it. But I don't think you're going to need, you know, a lot of money, because so much of, you know, what you need is being covered. But about, you know, 200 euros will get you through the airport and, you know, anything that you might need in the first few days.
And Sonia, the bigger towns, they'll accept credit cards, and there, as you mentioned, there are ATMs along the route. There's smaller sort of cafes and things. We've covered a lot of that, but if you want anything over and above what we provide along the smaller villages, you will need cash.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And the other thing is, because you have a support vehicle, we'll have a support vehicle with us, there might be a tendency to want to buy something to take home. Whereas usually when pilgrims are walking, they don't buy a lot of things to take home because they have to carry it. But, you know, they have to carry it for the whole day. So if it's heavy, you're not going to buy it, but you might want to. So in that case, you might need the cash with you. Does that make sense? Is that good?
Thank you. Yep. Makes sense.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, everybody, thank you for joining us tonight. That was great, Sue. You've got me thinking about my intention, and I love the way you described that it's not something that I have to actually do. It's just something that I am. I love that.
Yeah.
So,
no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. So thank
you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Allison and
thank
I are
you.
Available. Yeah, by email.
Thanks, everyone.
Questions? Yeah.
Thanks.
Good
night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.